Now,
under the little old quarterback from Pasadena. Let's bring him in. Look at VA. Whoa. We got him. We got him.
Yeah, man, you know, I was watching a couple of your shows last night. I was like, man, Rod has his desk set up. I don't have a desk yet, but, you know, had all his stuff on there. You know, I got, and yeah, just got a little setup, man. That's all we got.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Welcome to the RP Show and Canadian sports fans around the world. I'm your boy, Rod. That's our partner, Darren DuPont. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm good.
Are you ready to talk sports?
Oh, yeah.
I was, we're going to get to the quick six show topics in a moment, but I woke up this morning thinking, what the heck are we going to talk about then? And I just cleared the cobwebs from my eyes, had my first sip of coffee, and thought, wait a minute.
Yep.
We can talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, we
not,
can.
Not a worry there. So there's going to be a lot of hockey talk today, but all kinds of things. Mike Abou-Meshrick's coming up here in the bunker in hour one, and he's not here yet. I'm a little concerned about asking him about the bombing in Beirut. He is of Lebanese descent, good friend of mine, and he's not here yet. I know he's going to be shaken up by that news. Again, hating when sports crosses into news. Maybe we won't talk about it at all. Tough times over there and thinking about the people of Lebanon. Arash Madani will be with us from Rogers Sportsnet to talk about all things. Probably a little CFL, probably a little Blue Jays. Your Leafs won, of course, yesterday.
Life is good.
Al Stafford, my buddy Al Stafford, he's the public address announcer of the Edmonton Oilers. He's in the bubble, and he's going to be joining us today to talk about that whole experience. I got a million questions and comments for Al Stafford. That's coming up in hour two in the Facebook Live only portion of the show. And Andy McNamara, a jack of all trades, is going to be with us. He is the former voice of the Ticats, Toronto Rock. He's a big NLL guy. He is Canada's foremost Cleveland Browns expert.
Right.
Right? So, yeah, Andy McNamara is going to be with us. So it's going to be big fun. Okay, are you ready to go with the quick six show topics?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go, Jordan. Tuesday's NHL games. Here are your winners, as if you don't know. Nashville, Calgary, Vancouver, the New York Islanders, Toronto, and Carolina all win. Yeah, your Leafs. Can you do something about your hair, Abu, before you get on? Look at this. Straight up. What? No, it's fine. It's totally fine. Mike Abou-Meshrick is in the building. Here's what, I don't have all the scores written down. It doesn't matter the scores. It's the playoffs.
Yeah.
Did you win or did you lose? And I watched two games, Jets Flames and Leafs Columbus. That's 6 hours there, Darren.
That's enough.
I was not interested in staying awake to watch the Vancouver Canucks, although they did win over the Minnesota Wild. That series is 1-1. Initial thoughts? Winnipeg Jets are like me in high school. Can't score. I was trying to think of who I could pick on around here. I'm like, I'll just use myself. It's no laughing matter. Jets are in trouble. They're down 2-1. I predicted that they would win the series in 4. The Flames fans have reminded me that's clearly not happening. So there's that. Leafs got off the snide. They had the big empty net goal there to make it 3-0. So you talk about the Leafs for a second. Because we have a lot of Ontario viewers that are in love with the Leafs. So
I've become a massive fan of Korpisalo, the Columbus goaltender.
Yeah.
I mean, he's outstanding. You know, it was late in the second period when they finally scored on that Matthews deflection. But Columbus only had 8 shots at that point, and there was 4 minutes left in the second period. So the game, the ice was tilted, but Korpisalo almost stole the game. That's the type of game the Leafs needed, though, with that type of an effort. And then, of course, Muzzin goes down towards the end, and he's a cup champion with L.A. Found out this morning he's not going to play the rest of the series. Yep. He's going to be in quarantine. So that series is back on. And, you know, Tortorella, I love Tortorella in the post game. The Leafs, they were great. We sucked. I'm not talking about it. So what'd you think about that? The Leafs were great. We sucked. That's all he said.
That's why you like him.
And I like it.
It's direct.
And I liked Hellebuyck after. He's like, that was a lucky one. And he's like, they're going to have to scratch and claw for everything if they're going to want to, you know, the rest of the way in this series. So it was it wasn't a canned answer from Hellebuyck in the postgame conference, which I liked. He seemed to really dig in. But Calgary's playing well. They're playing really well.
I think we forgot they are a good team. I just don't really like the Calgary Flames. That might have influenced my decision to take the Jets in four. Jets could still come back and win the series, but they got injuries. They got problems. They can't defend on the penalty kill. It's not looking good for Winnipeg. And I picked you, Winnipeg. For you, our Winnipeg viewers, I did. Moving on, Wednesday's NHL games. It's just an absolute buffet. Nashville, Arizona, Edmonton, Chicago, Colorado, Dallas, in a round robin, that seeding tournament. Islanders, Florida, your Panthers are on the ropes. Woo.
Not looking good.
Pittsburgh, Montreal, that series, of course, 1-1, and Tampa Bay, Boston, in another round robin qualifying game. I think we'll get to some football, but just hang on. I said we could talk about this for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Jordan Eberle, friend of this program, been on many times, voted Canada's best ever world junior player. He's money! And look at all those years he wasted in Edmonton. You saw the graphic the NHL put out. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite routine things in the morning now is pouring my coffee, going to that NHL media website and reading what they call the morning skate. It's a column of all the pertinent NHL news and stats and figures and cool stuff. Jordan Eberle, in his first 10 games with the Islanders, only one guy scored more than Jordan Eberle, and that's Ray Ferraro, who was a goal-scoring machine in junior and in the NHL. But that's beating out guys like Mike Bossy, Brian Trotsche, Patrick Flatley, who was a great Islander. Think of what Eberle could have done in the playoffs if he wasn't wasting his career with the Oilers. Sorry. Truth hurts. There's that. Your Leafs aren't playing today, so which of these games grab you? Florida, because you picked them?
Just because, but you know, when you look at what the Islanders have done, man, they're playing well. And they've got a good hockey team. I mean, you know, you look at Eberle, but I'm a big Matt Barzal fan. You know, I love his game. The Islanders they're coming to play. Pittsburgh, Montreal, that's tonight too. That'll be a decent one to watch. I'll be into that one.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah, they're all pretty good. And then just the last thought I was going to have cleaning up on last night, I did stay up and watch the Canucks game because I know we got some Western viewers. Man, that Canucks team is good. And Elias Pettersson, it's easy to become a fan of him because he's not only one of the most skilled players in the NHL, he has a little edge on him too on the power play. Like he's working the wall. And then the puck goes in the corner. He goes and lays the body so that they can retrieve the puck. So he's getting physical. He's getting under the skin of Hartman. There's some things going on there that I really like with the Vancouver Canucks in that win last night.
Viewer in Edmonton says, Jordan Eberle did not waste anything in Edmonton. Say sorry. But I still love your show. Come on, man. Come on. Open your eyes. How did that trade work out for the Oilers? Where is Ryan Strome? Or is it Dylan Strome? Doesn't matter. They're gone. They're not in Edmonton. I know that. Come on. Admit it. Terrible trade for the Edmonton Oilers. Look what Ebbs is doing on Long Island.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Al Stafford, too, that public address announcer for the Oilers. I mean, you are... I forget how young you are, but you're old enough to remember this. That PA announcer in Edmonton, mm-hmm. before Al, they got him back. They've brought him out of retirement for the secondary games. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
He's the guy that the longtime Edmonton fans will remember. The guy that said, the Oilers goal scored by number 99, Wayne Gretzky. Or the dramatic effect. The Oilers goal scored by number 11, Mark Messier. He's back. And I'm loving it. Don't even know his name.
Because you can hear it on the broadcasts.
Right, you can hear it. Well, there's nothing else going on. We used to sit in the back of the bus with the Pats, me and the players that were from Edmonton, and just run through all these scenarios of different... Glenn Anderson, you know, he's back. Point three of our quick six show topics here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. From Gary Lawless of the Vegas Golden Knights... This is so much fun. Did you see his tweet? Can we do this in the future?
Yeah. How do we replicate this now? Because this is such a great moment for hockey. How do we keep this rolling? So, yeah, I saw that. It's getting some play and some buzz. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. I really have.
Yeah, but you're normally a fun guy. But you did throw water on the thing with the match with Phil and Tiger and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, where you said, because I was so in love with that match, that pro-am little event they did. And you said, would you watch it every Sunday? And I'm like, probably not.
No.
You're right. So this whole thing with the NHL right now, we missed it so much. It's summer. It's great. I don't know if it would play in the years ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. It's that event thing, right? It almost feels like an Olympics where you got hockey throughout the day and it's morning, noon, and night hockey. But yeah, it would get exhausting if we had this over and over and over and over.
Thank you to the Edmontonians who are writing in and saying Mark Lewis is that legendary public address announcer for the Edmonton Oilers. And he used to get so upset when the Oilers got a penalty, like upset at the referees. The Oilers penalty. You know what I mean?
Get the fan. 2 minutes for roughing. You know, just get the fans into
so
it, right?
There's got to be an art to being a public address announcer. I've done it a little bit, but we'll get into that with Al Stafford coming up later on. Point four, the Blue Jays got spanked in Atlanta 10-1, big time. And did you see Matt Shoemaker after the game blaming it on the layoff? It didn't. Even if it's true, don't say it. I thought it came off as very whiny by him. Like he just got touched, boom, 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 by the Braves. He made it into the fifth inning, I think. Didn't it look bad to blame it on the layoff?
Always.
It's not just me then.
No, but it always looks bad. But, you know, as you said, you know, what are the Jays selling? They're selling hope, right? A lot of hope. So I don't really look at the result. It's kind of more, every time they lose, I just think it's more expected because I just don't have that high of expectations for the team. I just hope that Vladdy went deep and Bichette had a decent day at the plate and they got some decent pitching. Well, they didn't get that last night.
It's Major League Baseball. You're a pro. Don't say I haven't pitched for real for 10 days. It's welcome to the new generation. Not my fault. How about I didn't have it tonight. It's on me. I'll be better next time. I didn't see that. That's what gets the fans on board, right? Point five, you see the Raptors take on the Orlando Magic tonight in the Orlando bubble. What are they doing down there? Have you figured it out? They haven't gone straight to the playoffs. They're not in best of fives or sevens now.
No.
What are they doing?
Finishing up the regular season.
With 22 teams,
yeah.
Not every team.
Right. Finishing up the last number of games, and then they'll get into it. But it's another month or two that they're going to be down there for sure?
Yeah.
Which isn't bad. But yeah, it hasn't quite got me yet until it really starts to mean something. And I know Alan's a big basketball fan, our intern, but wake me up. Wake me up when you're in the actual playoffs.
I am too, but I'm just not following it as closely as the real hoopsters, if you will. Robin Wildy says, do you think the NHL should keep the new playoff format? We kicked that around with Matthew Barnaby a couple of weeks ago, and I got to tell you, I would be in favor of it. Like, when you look at this round robin play, it works really well that they're all staying in a hotel right beside the rink. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But you could fly all over. It's the NHL on your own private jet, your own airliner. You could do this very easily. And I would think, yes, we should have this format moving forward. 24 markets are involved. Yeah. Point six, I got to spend a little time on this. I've learned in my time in this business, people really love talking about the broadcasting of sports. I've learned that. So with these Stanley Cup playoff games, out of all sports, and we haven't seen a pro football game yet in this environment. Eventually we will, by the way. This dawned on me when I was walking out on the patio with my third coffee this morning. If the NHL and the NBA and MLB are playing, you can bet your bottom dollar the NFL will play. They're the most powerful of all those leagues. They're going to play. And that just gives me tingles. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if players fall off the wayside, look at the Marlins. 22 players go down, and they bring up a bunch of Rudy Poos, and they win last night 4-0. I was with who'd they play? It wasn't the Nationals. I was watching that game. Doesn't matter. They won with a bunch of Jags. Just a guy?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm getting off track.
No, but you're right. You're absolutely right. But with the NFL, here's what I have a concern with. And baseball is the only league right now not in a bubble, right? Basketball's in a bubble, NHL's in a bubble, and they're both going off really well. Baseball's not, and you're running into problems with positive tests. These bubbles are lasting a month or two. That's it. An NFL season would be 6 months long. You're not putting NFL players in a bubble for 6 months and telling them you can't leave the bubble for 6 months. So that's my only concern, is that if you're going to travel and do all of that, will we see all the positive tests in the NFL? I hope not.
But we may, and they'll just keep running players through. That's the thing.
Yeah, but
well, hang on. We got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Don McNeil writing in from Ontario. He says the OHL has announced a return to play starting December the 1st. That is breaking news. And for our major junior hockey fans in Ontario, very good news. We're hearing here in the Western Hockey League that they are hoping to start on time. I just got that word yesterday. And as far as Junior A goes, in Saskatchewan, it's not even a thought. They're going.
Yeah.
Perry Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. That is 306-840-8777. Perry Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. From St. Albert, Alberta, Doug says, hey, Rod, how about if Eberle was able to stay in Edmonton? He'd look pretty good on 97's right side. Don't even. They would be tearing this league up. Why you got to do me like that? Sorry, I totally... Never even thought about it till now.
It's like
now.
You get hit in the head with the shovel, right?
Dunk!
When you think about that. What could have been?
All the viewers are... I told you they love to talk about the broadcast. Did you see my tweet about Don Cherry last night, by the way? Over 1,000 likes on it today. It was just simply, does anybody miss Don Cherry during these Stanley Cup playoffs? And millions of retweets. Well, not millions, but a lot of retweets. Thousands of likes. And about a 50-50 response. A lot of people don't miss Don.
Right.
But I can tell you, I was in Paradise Hill, Saskatchewan, when the meltdown occurred in December. I was speaking up there at an event. It was another time, Darren. And I'm like, when it went down, I'm like, well, I know he's done. He's done. And I'm like, these Stanley Cup players are going to be really weird without him. Do you know what one person wrote in yesterday? Actually, it was Gord, the Vancouver football guy. He goes, until you said it, I didn't even think about it. What an interesting commentary on mankind that is. Everybody's looking this way, not that way. Do you know what I mean? They forget about you.
I know.
The replaceability, the what you've done in the industry or for the NHL, nobody cares. Pretty sad.
It is.
Hang on. We got less than a minute. We got a break, but we can talk about the no fans. I don't notice a difference at all. Zero. I can't even for a minute stop and think about fans being there. Darren, I notice no difference. And lastly, before we go to break, the poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is this. Are you having a tough time getting into the Stanley Cup playoffs? Are you struggling to get into the Stanley Cup playoffs is the way I worded it. 58% of you say, no, I'm a diehard. 42% say, yes, it's summer. And I would suggest you don't maybe love hockey all that much. Then we got a sports update coming up. Mike Abou-Meshrick, Sportsnet's Arash Madani. Hang on. We'll be right back. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore. And you're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appel Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. Across North America, Game Plus, also on Facebook Live, and that's where our comments are coming in. Claire Wells writes in and says, I love hockey, but I'm used to hearing you guys talk about the CFL and the Riders this time of year. So just hang on. We'll get around to that. I think this is the first time that my Quick Six show topics ever in 290 episodes has not included the CFL. Now, just ahead of Arash Madani from Sportsnet, who yesterday celebrated his 40th birthday, Mike Abou-Meshrick, I asked you in the break if you mind. I just want to say condolences on the bombing, the explosion in Lebanon yesterday, right in Beirut. I asked if you'd been there. You're of Lebanese descent, and you looked at me like I was crazy. You know the area very well.
It's the port area. It's downtown Beirut. It's if you've been there, you know that. You know it. Yeah, it's just crazy. And to put things into perspective, it's the biggest explosion a country that's been at war for the past 45 years has ever seen. So just put 45 years is a long time, in my opinion.
Yeah, you got friends and family over there still?
Yeah, luckily my dad's back here. But, you know, I talked to my cousin within 15 minutes, and then he kind of was telling me that everyone was okay. My dad's wife... would I send you the pictures? Yeah, her family's house just got, I mean, it's still there, but all the windows and doors and furniture is upside down, and the car's in the living room, and it's just...
unbelievable.
You can't, like, when you say unbelievable, like Luke Mullender, he's doing Red Cross, and I'm like, man, good luck, because it's a different world over there. And when you say unbelievable, that means you can't fathom it, and people can't understand, like... trying to understand what unbelievable means. That's exactly what this is.
Hard to believe. Well, all of us around here thought of you immediately when it happened 23 hours ago. So anyways, we just wanted to pass along that you're in our thoughts.
Thank you.
So we'll switch gears and bring in Arash Madani on that. And I will say happy belated birthday to Arash. Throw your headphones on there, Abou, if you want. How are you, my man?
I'm doing well. Just listening to what Abou said. Roddy, more than 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate is what led to that explosion. I mean, wow.
Oops, wow. I didn't know right it was down there.
Yeah. Yeah, look who it is. I like the t-shirt, buddy? Boss.
Happy birthday. Made in Lebanon.
I appreciate it. Abu's an alum of a purple school, too, but the second best purple school after Bishop's.
Whoa! Right, we're going there right off the gate.
What was that?
We got to... Wait, hey, I don't mind you guys going back and forth between Bishop's and Western. You know our viewers in Eastern Canada are off the charts, by the way. Just get it off your chest. You want to defend the Mustangs, and then we'll get down to business.
I don't have to. It's a joke, right? You joking? Right, everyone knows that? Right. Yeah. All right. Okay, good.
No comment.
Hey, Arash, it looks to me like pandemic life has been good to you. Am I right about that? You probably feel like you're in jail, but other than that, I mean, you look very healthy and good, my man, for a guy that just turned 40 especially.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's been a wild run. I mean, here we are the early part of August, and I don't know about you guys, but it almost feels like I feel seasons change with sports. And it feels like other than the weather changing, nothing's really changed over these last number of months. Like, it's just so weird having hockey and basketball playoffs on in August. But just trying to make the most of this, guys. And the weird part is our whole lives, we know there's always been a beginning and an end to everything. And we have no idea when the end of this is going to be.
Well, I feel just like turning this interview over to YouTube because Abu said this. He goes, this is working out really well. Leafs one day, Raptors, Leafs, Raptors. And I said, no wonder you guys think you're the center of the universe. And he said, think? So why don't you guys talk about Toronto sports for a minute?
Everything's good. Rich, I want to know what you think about the two different leagues. The two different teams that matter, the Raptors that play in some league and then the Leafs that play in the other league. And this is a different way that they came back to handle the seedings or who really goes into the conventional playoffs. Because Rod hates the way that the NBA is doing it, and I respect
that. I don't
hate it. But it's a different way, and I kind of think it's cool. What do you think?
I like the way the NBA is doing it because I think, like anything, you have to walk before you run. And, Mike, I mean, you're the first to know it. Professional athletes aren't vehicles. It's not like you can have a car in a garage and then keep them in there for 4 months and then just say, hey, let's go 200 miles an hour. And I find that's one thing that the NHL and Major League Baseball has done is right into the fire. Now, with basketball, there's a little bit of a gradual push towards the playoffs, and that's a big part of this. But man, the Raptors look like they are in playoff form right now. And coming into this thing, I had two questions. One was, how is everybody going to look after the layoff? Who was in shape? Who wasn't? The other was, who is going to make up for the loss of Kawhi come playoff time? And now, because of the world we now live in, to me, it's not about necessarily having the megastar, the superstar, like every NBA playoffs is about, but rather depth. How many healthy bodies are you going to have? How many provisions are going to be there in case guys go down? And the Raptors right now, Fred VanVleet looks just as good as he did in last year's finals. OG Anunoby is emerging as a threat. Norman Powell has been strong. And we haven't even talked about Kyle Lowry yet, let alone, you know, reform Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka. Guys, I know Milwaukee's the favorite to win the East. My money's on Toronto getting back to the finals. They look to me as lethal and complete a team as there is in the Eastern Conference. And through their first couple of games, you know, they looked really impressive against the Lakers, and they looked really strong against Miami.
Well, if there is such a thing as basketball gods, we'll have a Raptors-Clippers league final, Kawhi versus Toronto. Wouldn't that be cute? Arash, 60 seconds, please, on the Blue Jays, and then let's delve into the CFL.
Yeah, the Jays just had 4 days off because the Phillies couldn't get their act together with the COVID stuff. And, you know, you saw a really rusty Blue Jay team last night. I actually think you're going to see, if they continue to play, a Blue Jay team that's going to improve. They're very young. You know, Bo Bichette's really emerging as face of the franchise type stuff. Vladimir Guerrero's up and down. Rod, Mike, I'm not a hot take guy, but I will tell you this. Nate Pearson is going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy, the way we talk about Max Scherzer. He's going to be the guy we talk about Clayton Kershaw. If he stays healthy, Nate Pearson is going to be front of the line, ace material that, and I know this is crazy to talk about somebody who's only had one start in the big leagues. There will be, if he stays healthy, In a few years, some comparisons with Roy Halladay when it comes to the Blue Jays franchise. Really believe that.
Well, that's great with the three young infielders and bats to have some pitching to go along with it. Then there are good times ahead. The CFL, what are you believing? I'll just say this. After my report yesterday about the MLSC thing, everybody, a lot of coaches calling me, players, are we going to play or are we not? I said, I can't tell you guys that. Don't put it on me. But I will say this. The people I trust don't think they'll play. The people I don't trust say they will. I'll just leave that there. Where are you on this?
I'll tell you what. For the first 6 weeks of the pandemic, I wasn't sure how it was all going to go. And then after Randy Ambrosi delivered whatever that was to the House Finance Committee, when that ended in early May, I clicked off those proceedings and I said to myself, this league is done for 2020. I mean, they absolutely dropped the ball that day, Rod, and they have been spinning their tires ever since. So that's my opinion on that. Here's what I can tell you from a fact standpoint on the latest conversations that are going on. That if they play, and it's very doubtful they will, it's a six-game season. And if there are, say, 15 bullet points that have to get checked off between the league and the players, they're at about 10 or 11 right now. So there's still a lot of work left to do. And financial certainty is one of them. Look, if you're going to ask guys to come north of the border, if you're going to ask players to go into a bubble for an extended period of time, they want to know that the majority, if not all, of their salary is going to be guaranteed. And you have a guy who spent a lot of years sitting right beside you. If you're a vet, you're not showing up unless you know all that money's coming in your pocket. The second is about injury protection. Let's say you're a Bo Levi Mitchell, you're a Mike Riley, you're a high-priced player. Why would you go and get a third of your money, or more than a third of your money, because the players aren't going to play for a third, if you're not going to have some kind of protection on next year? Because if you get hurt, a significant serious injury in September, October, or November, that wipes out all of next season. And Abu, what happens then? You show up to camp and they say, you failed your physical, but we'll bring you back at 35, 40 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, but I ran out of money 6 months ago and I need to eat. And so that's the nature of the CFL. If they can fix that, then we'll have a better league where the players don't have to play, where they can effectively strike if they need to. That's not a different conversation, but it's kind of going down a different path. The players have to play. So if the owners decide that there's going to be any sort of season, they're going to have players play. There will always be football players to fill out a roster. There's apparently baseball players can just go out there and win major league
games. Look at the Marlins, yes.
And Arash, I think it's appropriate that the Ottawa Renegades helmet is next to the booze on the top shelf there. Just saying.
We finally got you together. We finally got you two together.
Are you saying that there was partying going on in the Renegades days, Michael? Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know. I don't remember. A lot of
football. Exactly.
Hey, man, what do you think about the NFL? They're just going to go and play. I said it from the beginning that they're just going to go and play, and that's what they seem that they're going to do. You think Major League Baseball is going to have adverse effect on that, or are they going to learn and maybe come be a traveling bubble because they got so much damn money?
Yeah, I think this is an interesting part of the conversation, is that people think that it's because of the travel that the baseball players are doing that's leading to the positive tests. I'm assuring you that it's not that. The issue is, and Mike, you know how this goes with football, it's the idle time. If a team has an afternoon, for instance, in baseball, they're done at 4:30 in the afternoon, and they're not showing up to work until the next day. Now, what's happening in that time? And it really doesn't matter, guys, if they're going to grab a pizza, if they're going to an adult establishment. The risks are the same when you are in hotspots and when you are in an area where COVID has taken over. So now that brings us to the NFL. When their day is done at 5 or 6 o'clock, not on game day, but Monday to Saturday, what are they doing? Is everybody going to go home and just order takeout and just stay at, you know, watch their Netflix and be good boys and girls? Is that what's going to happen? I have a hard time believing that. So, you know, and everybody's human. Everybody's tired of being in lockdown. So after a long week, do they want to go sit on a patio and have a couple of milkshakes and grab some dinner? And if it's raining, are they going to go inside when everything's open? And then what could that lead to? So that's where this is all kind of hinging on. To me, it's not about the facility. It's not about practice. It's not about the locker room. It's not about the actual games. It's not about exchanging jerseys at the end of the game. It's about all the other stuff that when you have the idle time, what do you get yourself into?
But do you not think, I said it earlier, NHL's playing, NBA's playing, MLB's playing. That leads me to believe the NFL will. CFL, different story. I mean, what I'm hearing from the agents and the players is, are you going to pay per diem? Are these guys going to be staying in their room past noon every day after their four-hour mandated workday? It's almost impossible in the CFL, but there's so much money at stake in the NFL. That's what makes me think, Arash, that they will play because the others are, and they're far more powerful than those other leagues.
Yeah, and the question just becomes is how are you going to keep those guys safe and make sure they don't test positive, because if they do test positive, then it's a total other situation. Here's one other thought on the CFL thing. And guys, you've worked with staff members for many years, so you can understand this. So much of the talk is about the players and the owners. Well, you have equipment managers, you have trainers, you have PR people, you have personnel people, you have assistant coaches. You have so many video coordinators. You have so many people involved in the overall structure of making a day-to-day football operation go. And I've been in touch with a bunch of them, and you know, they're asking me, look, we've already taken a pay cut right now. So are you asking me after a pay cut to be away from my family for 15 or 16 weeks? What happens with our long-term health coverage? What happens if we test positive for COVID? What happens if we get long-term health problems because of COVID? Is that going to be covered? Can we opt out without penalty? Or do we have to work 24/7 for 15 or 16 weeks? I mean, there are so many questions here that not just the players and, you know, the owners, but so many of the staff members and so many of the employees have that have continued to go unanswered. So I think that's an important part of this conversation, that you're asking people a big ask to go do this, and there are no answers to these questions. And that's one thing that the NHL and NBA has provided for the support staff in terms of how the bubble is going to work and what is going to happen if any of those scenarios unfold.
It's an interesting time, and at least a lot of the sports are back. We are out of time, Arash, but this has been awesome. Long overdue getting you guys together. Happy belated birthday, my friend, and stay safe out there. We'll chat soon.
All right, fellas. Great to see you guys.
As always, Sportsnet's Arash Madani joining us from downtown Hogtown.
Lean Arash Madani,
he looks,
too.
I didn't want to say it, but it looks like he's lost weight.
I know. When they did the side-to-side with me and him, I'm like, damn. I'm old.
Swarthy. We'll be back. I want to talk a little bit about CFL MLSE. I want to talk about the six quick six show topics. Are you enjoying the Stanley Cup playoff broadcast on Sportsnet? Do you miss Don Cherry? All of those things. We'll update the poll question. It's all ahead. It's the RP Show. You're watching across North America live on Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you're listening.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back. It's really going to get good now. But first, a sports update. Jean-Victor Mukama dropped 28 points to help lift the Hamilton Honey Badgers over the Saskatchewan Rattlers 86-73 in a battle of runs at the CEBL Summer Series last night. The Rattlers have now lost four in a row, but can still qualify for the playoffs. Meanwhile, Trey Bell-Haynes scored his team's final 5 points, including the winning bucket to finish with 15 on the night, and his Niagara River Lions earned an 81-79 comeback victory over the Ottawa Blackjacks on Tuesday. Again, that is the CEBL Summer Series going on in St. Catharines. The Canucks and Wild have drawn even. JT Miller and Bo Horvat each had a goal and a helper as Vancouver beat Minnesota 4-3 in Game 2 of their best-of-five set at Rogers Place. The Flames found a way to get to Vezina candidate Connor Hellebuyck and the Jets for a 2-1 lead in their best-of-five series at Rogers Place. Sean Monahan scored one of Calgary's three power play goals in a 6-2 win. The Leafs' first playoff victory also came with a big loss. Frederik Andersen made 21 saves for his first postseason shutout in Toronto's 3-0 win over Columbus. Series is now 1-1, but defenseman Jake Muzzin had to be stretchered off the Scotiabank Arena ice. We learned this morning he's out of hospital, but will now face quarantine and will be lost for a significant amount of time. Max Fried boosted Atlanta's depleted rotation by allowing only one run in six innings. Austin Riley hit a three-run homer, and the Braves beat the visiting Blue Jays 10-1 Tuesday. And Damian Lillard scored 21 points, and Carmelo Anthony hit a big three-pointer late to help the Portland Trailblazers to a 110-102 win over the Houston Rockets at Disney World. Raps take on the Magic tonight. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our batting cages and arcade games are officially open. No reservation needed. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Mike Abometrics with us, 10-year CFL vet, Grey Cup champion. Steven in Martinsville has written in on the Prairie Mobile text line, and he says, hey, you got any more info on the MLSE/CFL thing? I'm telling people about it, and all I'm hearing is, oh, that Peterson, he's wrong a lot.
Yeah.
Do I have to go back to this? The scoop of Ken Holland being the next general manager of the Oilers. The scoop that the NHL was going back to play August 1st. The scoop that John Ryan was signing with the Saskatchewan. Like, come on.
If you say it out loud, it's going to happen. You don't. There's some things that you know sometimes that you don't talk about.
Well, and I don't know where
you're not, you shouldn't. You're not going to admit it, but you do.
I don't know where you are on this MLSE thing. The reason I believe that nobody's jumped on the story is everybody's afraid for their jobs. Everybody's afraid. MLSE controls sports in this country. You know that, right? You know that.
Leafs, Raptors. Every other day there's a Toronto game. I mean, I love it. So you say the world revolves around, we think the world revolves around Toronto. Well, at least the two major sports do. We've been talking about this since the day I met you. Even before I met you, we've been talking about this. The Toronto Argo situation, the CFL Toronto situation, seems not simple, but there should be a certain game planting. And MSLE has that long-term vision. It's not about jobs now, or it's not about football. It's about a plan and in integrating a certain market, the immigrants, hello, into something cheap and free that they can go to and bring their families to and build and love. That's what needs to happen. But when you're worried about your job, you just do what you need to do to get the next bid in there.
Ding, ding, ding.
And another thing, I'll even go further. The CFL should move their offices out of Toronto because in Toronto, people from Toronto work for the CFL. Move it to the west. Move it to the west where people see the CFL for something big. Not in Toronto, they see the CFL as not the NFL. Right, and that's everyone that works there. That's the culture that's ingrained in the people who work there. You get better people that work there. I love some. Sorry, I know a lot of people that work there. Great people. But the culture is it's not the Leafs. The culture is it's not the NFL. So that's my commentary on that. The MSLE has the money and the vision to fix the CFL situation in Toronto. Argos otherwise.
Pretty much everything of what I said yesterday, I don't know if you saw the clip or not, but I said that. They believe that Canada is important in the Canadian Football League. Go figure. This is MLSE. So I think it's tremendously exciting. And again, the reason I believe that the rest of the media and a lot of people in the CFL haven't jumped on board with it is they're afraid to say anything because, again, their employment hinges on this. I don't need to worry about that anymore.
You know whose employment doesn't hinge on anything? People that do a good job. I don't know.
Right.
You know what? Maybe that's just my football background coming. If you do a good job, you're not going to get fired. Well, unless there's someone younger and cheaper. You know.
Welcome to sports, baby. So,
welcome to Charles Darwin. They should start teaching that again.
Maybe it's more than sports. I've only ever worked in sports and entertainment. You work in the financial planning realm. So I guess if somebody better than you and cheaper came along, you'd be out? Or no?
No better than me, man. I make sure.
There is nobody better.
That's the way it is. If you make sure that you're good, you don't have to worry about anybody else. That's what's different about the real world, is that you can't get old enough. You don't get too old. You know, It doesn't matter if your back hurts.
But
you can keep getting better.
It's interesting what you say about moving the offices out west. Maybe that's a thing. But with the people that I've been talking with that have been dealing with CFL head office people, the sense is that there's no panic about the future of the CFL, and nobody could really figure out why. Because from the outside, Canadians are going, your house is on fire. Ottawa's turned you down how many times for funding? And you keep going back. And it's nice that they're saying they're going to use $30 million to conduct a bubble in Winnipeg. It's not going to happen. Arash laid out all the reasons why, and I've been talking about it for days. But maybe they're not worried because they know MLSE is going to be pumping the money in that they need. And this is not a plan that was just cooked up. I talked about it all yesterday. But you're on board with it?
I'm on board with that Mickey Mouse song being played every time we have conversations about the CFL.
This might change that.
Until it does, it's still that it's
Mickey Mouse.
CFL. It's Mickey Mouse, you know. You know, people don't do things because they're afraid they're going to hurt people's feelings. I wanted to jump all over that, but I don't get that. Do people really do that in business? Like, I'm not going to run a successful business because it might hurt somebody's feelings?
Well, it's an important distinction here, by the way. And Garrett Andre, one of our viewers, says, go Leafs, go, boys. Can this show get any better? Gotta love it. I don't think that it can get any better. But no, it can't. Keep watching. It will. But on the CFL thing, when we say M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E, immediately CFL people get their back up. But you're a guy that was in the league 10 years, won a Grey Cup. I was in the league 20 years. I've owed almost my entire life to the Canadian Football League. It's a man's league. And when I say that, it's not a kid's league. It generates $1.3 billion in economic activity in this country on a yearly basis, employs thousands of people. I have an immense amount of respect for the CFL, as yes. do you.
And anyone that I'm talking that gets their hair up about what I'm saying, I am talking to you. You know, You're the problem. Looking at me, like there's period. There, that's it.
But it's being run Mickey Mouse, but it's not Mickey Mouse. And MLSC might change all of that. Can you hang on to that thought?
Yeah.
We will break and be back with viewer takeover. And I feel like we're really getting somewhere now. Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777, the Facebook live wall. And we'll talk about the poll. Are you struggling to get into the Stanley Cup playoffs? I can tell you that I voted, no, I'm not struggling. But you may feel differently. All that ahead when we return. It's the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, viewer takeover segment, and we are jumping into the deep end on that. Got a couple comments here. Would you guys... Oh, and they're slipping off the screen. So many comments are coming in from Chris Bird. Can you guys put that up? There is a great deal of respect for the CFL and the Toronto Argonauts Football Club in the Toronto area, but the media in general has little interest in covering much more than the Leafs, Jays, and Raptors. Just try finding coverage for the Marlies, TFC, Wolfpack, Junior Hockey, U Sports Football, etc. Ta-da! That's why we fashion ourselves as the anti-TSN, because we're covering everything they don't. There was a great comment in there from Brandon Atkinson, if you guys can dig it out. Seemed like a Toronto guy, very similar along those lines. Anonymous texter from Manitoba watching, from the 204, writes, scoop, 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 LOL. The MLSC thing is a scoop, just nobody wants to talk about it, because again, they're afraid of their jobs. From Brandon, if MLSC wants better Argos coverage, they need to put more money into the team, make BMO more Argos friendly, or neutral theme to both teams instead of all TFC all the time. Go ahead, Mr. Toronto. Oh. You go. You just went.
Me? Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
They are. This is a soccer stadium. The Argos, in all their infinite wisdom 10 years ago or whatever, said, yeah, no, we don't want to be a part of that awesome stadium. We're going to play in this piece of, oh, no, I don't want to pay the fine. Skydome. You want to talk about an unfriendly place? I'm from Toronto. I hated playing in Skydome. Won a Vanier Cup there. Won a Grey Cup there. Won a high school championship there. I should love the place. It's like playing in your living room. It's like playing now during COVID. Nobody's there. It's empty. It was the worst place, and they decided to stay there rather than go into BMO Field 10 years ago. So now the soccer team has to accommodate them because they didn't want to be in there a while ago. And just to support, yeah, that's why we want MLSE to take over, because to throw some money and improve the experience and wait for the next generation.
It's already very good. You said that. You went to a game last summer. Saskatchewan wasn't even playing in it. Who played? The Argos and who? Do you remember?
No, the Riders were there.
Was that the Rider game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way, doesn't just need to be Saskatchewan there. All our Argo games are great. The tailgating before the 2017 East Final was off the charts.
It's the fans that are horrible.
Fans. Well, just not enough of them going to the game. Mike Babcock and Mitch Marner were there. Or Mitch Marnie. Isn't that what they're calling him now?
They're not standing up and cheering. You put 10,000 immigrants in there, buddy, you're going to hear... You're going to hear the vuvuzelas. It's going to be crazy.
And man, I think the Argos would take it, right? Somebody in there. They would take it. Buy the tickets. We don't care who comes.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, you don't know. You're Lebanese. You're not allowed to come. Yeah, no, man, no. That's what we're talking about.
No, everybody
that's
coming.
What Toronto
you're turning
is.
It into a racial comment for me,
but
and it wasn't.
It is a racial comment for me, because bring everybody in. Man, bring me, Luke. You know, let's go back 20 years. That's who we are. That's who you have sitting on this panel are the immigrant guys from Toronto, mm-hmm, that couldn't afford a Leaf ticket, but could afford the $4.75 ticket to go watch the Argo game from Safeway.
Bomber fan Jason Wall writes in, new vision, new people, new voices with MLSC might just work. Their nationwide contacts for sporting and advertising could bring in more dollars. Listen, somebody wants to say that I'm wrong a lot in this MLSC thing, that I'm wrong on. Go ahead and believe whatever you want to believe. But please, when it happens, come back and say, oh yeah, he said it first. Similar to all those TSN and ESPN guys on the Ken Holland scoop that trashed me for a week. I still have it all saved. And then some of them came back and apologized when it actually did happen. Same thing. Oh, the poll question today you can vote on for the next 22 hours. Are you struggling to get into the Stanley Cup playoffs? It's for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. I voted no. I'm a diehard, which is the way it's phrased. 60% of you say, no, you're not struggling to get into it. 40% say that you are struggling to get into it because it's summer. You got 30 seconds, Abu. How would you answer that? Yes or no?
Came back from camping, flipped the TV on. I'm like, what the hell? I'm hot. I'm sweating. I'm dying, and I'm watching a Leaf game. So kind of watched it. Yesterday, about the second period, I was jumping on my kid. I was punching him in the neck. I was like, goal, score, no, oh, what a save.
You're into it.
But that's the playoffs. That's the Leaf. The Leaf magic takes time. You don't want it to hit too early.
Because it's the Cup, as they say. I don't know.
Big time. We're winning it this year, baby.
I rolled out of my buddy's pool the other day. We went in and watched hockey together. It was the greatest thing ever. We're like, is this what it's like in Florida? Sign me up. Okay, next hour, Al Stafford from inside the Edmonton bubble, Oilers public address announcer, and Andy McNamara of the NLL. It's all coming up. See you tomorrow, 10 a.m., right here on Game Plus. Let's go beat up DuPont.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.